I'll be again speaking about import restraints on PV panels and cells, this is propitious timing in that we had quite an important announcement by the U.S. government just last week in this area, which I'll focus on. I'll address three topics. The first is the what are called anti-dumping and countervailing duty tariffs that have been in place on solar panels and solar cells from China and Taiwan for several years. In a sense, that's a backdrop to the second topic, which is the different type of import proceeding that emerged just this year and culminated just last week. And that's a case that was brought under a rather obscure trade law, Section 201 of the 1974 Trade Act. And as I'll discuss, unlike the anti-dumping and countervailing duties, those import restraints that were just announced cover virtually all imports of solar panels and solar cells from throughout the world. And then finally, I'll talk about a few particular issues that have emerged in connection with these import restraints, particularly as they might relate to design and development of contracts for power production projects. So again, briefly on the anti-dumping and countervailing duty cases, this is a phenomenon that has been ongoing since 2012.